anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. The word of the Lord. Jesus said, I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was a prisoner, and you visited me. Really? When? Jesus was a stranger. He was an alien in Egypt. Remember, they fled under cover of the night after being warned by God of the danger, and lived as strangers, as aliens in Egypt for some time. Jesus, a small child, growing up being an ethnic minority, a religious minority, a cultural minority. I wonder who welcomed him. I was a prisoner and you visited me. Really? We remember when he was a prisoner in the Passion narrative, when he was taunted and scourged and mistreated. I don't remember any recollection of his friends visiting him. It's interesting about this equation of aliens or strangers and prisoners. There is a locking experience that they share in common. Strangers, aliens, are locked out. Prisoners are locked in. I remember, although we were in a dominantly Anglo neighborhood in Houston in the early 80s, and my daughter Chelsea was, maybe 7 years old, 6, 7 years old. And she got invited to a friend's birthday party. The friend's name was Chong. I believe her name was Chong. And I dropped Chelsea off at her friend's house, and just a few blocks away, and drove back, and I said, well, call me when you're ready to come home. She called within a very few minutes, crying, choking back tears. Couldn't tell me what was wrong, and I re-envisioned what was going on back there in the yard where I dropped her off, and I realized that almost all the friends were Asians, Vietnamese, I think. And I asked her, I said, Chelsea, are they not speaking English? And she said, yeah. Choking back tears. She was an alien. She was a stranger. And I told her, I said, I'll be there in just a minute. I went and picked her up. Driving back home, I said, Chelsea, they didn't mean to exclude you. They weren't trying to be unkind. They were just speaking the language that they know best. They didn't mean to be cruel to you. Strangers are locked out. Prisoners are locked in. But Jesus reaches all of them. In Isaiah 61, he sets the prisoner free. He relieves and comforts the oppressed. When do we get a chance to visit him in prison? And when do we get a chance to welcome him as a stranger? In the least of these. May the Lord open our eyes to recognize him in the stranger and in the prisoner in our path. It's not just those who are incarcerated in cells who are prisoners. They are prisoners of their own device, prisoners who are being mistreated all around us, people trapped in horrible, suffocating relationships. We can encounter Jesus in them. We can visit him in them. May he give us grace to step out of our comfort zones and reach out to them. And may we let his peace, which truly does flow like a river, spill out to touch others. Please stand for prayer. Lord, thank you for being willing to be a stranger in order to redeem us. Thank you for being willing to be a prisoner in order to free us. Open our eyes to those around us who are in chains and cells of all different kinds. Help us to notice the one for whom our language is foreign and they feel excluded. May we recognize you in them. May we reach out and touch you and serve you in them. Help us this day to serve each other and to glorify you in all that we do.